Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show right here on I Watch Mike tonight. As you can see, we're talking about Fear of the Walking Dead. This episode was called Cobalt from Sunday's episode, last night's episode on AMC. Alongside of me, like always, I have my fellow fans of the show. I have Jesus all the way from Los Angeles.
How's it going?
It's going great. We're still waiting on pictures. You said you live in LA. You said you've seen a zombie. You said you've seen the cast. You are an extra, and you haven't brought a shit. So you're going down the not cool list. I'm just telling you that right now.
There's pictures on the way this week.
Yeah, whatever. If we don't see him, it didn't happen. In Miami, we have who we officially brought back. We let her go because ratings started dropping.
Oh my god!
And then. Then she was like, I'll buy y'all lunch for a year, and I'll rub your back, Jesus, and everything. And we were like, fine. So Kristen is back with us all the way from Miami. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
And Brianna is back too as well.
Hi.
The potty mouth sixth grader, who is a fan of the show, also in Miami as well. Are y'all in the same house today?
Yes. Yep.
Sweet. Y'all are in different rooms.
Yeah. Yep.
So y'all not copying off each other's notes?
Nope.
Sweet.
Slightly. Good. She's a liar.
Uh-huh. There you go. And then we have another person. We almost lost her due to the fact that she just has crappy equipment. Brancy. What's up, Brancy?
What's up, Mike?
Good to have you. Good to have you. So, this episode, I got my notes, y'all. And I'm going to talk about my favorite parts, and then we'll just kind of go down the line. And if we all have the same favorite parts, cool. If we don't, let's talk about everybody else's stuff. Can we talk about smothering that kid? Let's talk about getting a pillow, Jesus, and saying, come here, little kid. Let me give you some candy. No.
Oh,
my God.
Harsh.
I can just see Brianna like, this is not in my notes. What kid? I don't see it in my notes. The beginning, this episode, they're in a cage, and this black dude. Did anybody catch this black dude who's like a super pimp? I think he kind of reminds me of a poker player kind of guy. Do we have a name on him?
He didn't say his name.
I was wondering that. I asked my dad if he heard a name.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm kind of mysterious. I kind of like this guy. What do you think this guy's story? You know? I mean, it's obvious he was kind of like mentally breaking down Douglas, which I partially was like, oh, leave the dude alone. But then I was like, you're weak. Get the hell out of here. Die already. And then he tries to do the same thing with Nick. So it's obvious that he's going around kind of like picking some strong people because he knows something is going to happen, which we find out that he has a key and the soldiers are leaving and he's got a master plan. What do you think his story is? Jesus.
I don't know, but he seemed kind of like a car salesman to me. Somebody who's like trying to sell you all this like BS. And it was just really cool to see how he broke down Douglas and how Nick kind of didn't, you know, catch on to that bait.
Right. So you're liking.
I have no idea. So I like him, but I don't know what's his deal so far.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but I do kind of like him, too. He's got, I don't know, something about him. Kristen.
Got an opinion? He has to be some kind of a scam artist.
So you think he's a bad guy? He's stay away. Stranger danger.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. Mm-hmm. I think he probably understands what's going on. So he's doing what he has to do.
Okay. Brancy?
Yeah, I get that feeling too. He's still pretty mysterious, but I feel like something is not 100% kosher or honest with him, so.
See, that's why I think he's like a gambler. That's why, because, you know, they made it. Mm. You see his shoes, the camera pans on his shoes, and then he mentions about the cufflink losing in Las Vegas.
Right.
So I think he's good at reading people. You mm-hmm. know? I don't know. Brianna, do you like the guy?
What?
Do you like the guy? I know he's not as cute as Nick.
I don't think they should trust him.
He's stranger danger, right?
For real.
Oh, you go, girl. That's what you should be saying. You're in sixth grade. Stranger danger. Now, I gotta ask you this, y'all. Okay? Now, when he makes the deal with the cufflink and gives it to the army guy, whatever he is, and Nick stays, and I'm sure Brianna was like, yay, save Nick. The guy reads the cufflink and it says love always A. And he's like, who's that? And he's like, never mind.
Oh my God. Pretty Little Liars.
Right.
What is Pretty Little Liars? I know. It's
what?
I know it's the show. Hold on. I know it's the show with the hot girls. Okay. And I know all girls like Pretty Little Liars for some reason. I have no clue. Hey, Seuss, please don't tell me you watch the show. You do watch the show.
I do not.
Okay, just making sure.
I was scared for a second.
I was too.
Why did that pause?
I know.
He's like, oh, shit.
What's the story? I mean, is that what y'all thought? Because I thought, no offense, I thought.
No, it's because the bully that is, like, torturing them, uh-huh. They sign everything A.
Oh, okay, I got it. So.
No, it has nothing to do with the show. I was just making a joke.
Now, I got a question. Could it be Andrea? Love always Andrea?
From The Walking Dead?
Yes!
No. What? No.
See, let me tell you something. I ran into some people yesterday at the sports bar that I work at, and this one individual told me that he feels that we're going to see some crossovering from The Walking Dead. He mentioned, and I don't remember. I don't know about you, and that's why I want to ask you guys. He mentioned that he believed that Michonne was originally from the West Coast, that we might see. He thinks we're gonna run across a Michonne before cool ass badass Michonne.
Well, I can tell you from going to the press conference that the executive producer said they have no idea how to make a crossover between Atlanta and LA.
Really?
So there is.
Yeah,
no,
but
such...
they're not all from Atlanta.
That's exactly.
Yeah. But they're not thinking of doing that so far. So I doubt we'll see any of that.
Just like they said, Jon Snow was gone from the Game of Thrones, and he's back.
Hey. Yeah.
So okay, I just want to throw that at y'all. Just wanted to see what y'all thought.
That would be interesting.
It would be
kind of cool. I think hands down my favorite part. My favorite part. Anything that has freaking Daniel in it. Holy shit balls.
I know.
Razors, they capture the freaking soldier. And we see that we finally get a little backstory that Daniel was a serious badass and was a tortured kind of guy. Killed mm-hmm. people. When he's telling the story and he's pulling out the razors, what's going through y'all's minds? Like, hey, this isn't a friendly barber anymore.
Honestly, I think that's part of what I like about him, because he's doing this crazy shit, mm-hmm. but he's still so likable.
Mm-hmm. Brancy?
I would agree. I don't know. It was weird to see, but I like him, so I'm cool with it.
I don't know.
I think
it was
a little extreme.
What'd you say, Jesus?
I don't know if it was weird to see, but it definitely was really cool.
No, but I see what he means, though.
Do you really?
Well, kind of.
Okay.
Does anybody really see what Jesus sees?
But... yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Like, he's explaining, you know, his thought process. And then when Ophelia catches him, he's, you know, he tried to keep that away from her as much as possible. And now, you know, everything kind of crashed down on him, and he's no longer the same person to her that he used to be.
True, but I mean, he had good reason. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
But do you think Ophelia sees it that way?
No, because she's a stupid ass. You know,
I don't know if she's stupid, but she's definitely more optimistic.
She's stupid. She's mad.
Why do they talk to her like she's a young kid, but she looks grown? Like,
I think she's supposed to be like 21, right?
Yeah, but see, I don't know about Ophelia, because like in the beginning, it's like, Papa, what's going on? You know, she's like all timid, you know, like a little upcoming nun. And then you see her in this episode throwing bottles and cussing out soldiers, you know? So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I like Ophelia.
Well, she was sent out to do that.
I know, but I'm just saying, I don't like her. Hey, Suze, I know you like her. but I just don't, you know, I'm totally with Daniel. Now, my question to you is, to all y'all, I'm including Brianna. Pay attention, Brianna. This is going to be a good question.
Okay.
In The Walking Dead, we had the governor. Mm-hmm. And he was about protecting, you know, the town and his family. But he did some really evil shit. You know, right. And we all admit Everybody doing this with the governor was like, he means well, but he's an asshole. If you guys hadn't met Daniel in the beginning at the barbershop and saw that he was so about his family, and this is the first time we see him, and we need answers, and he's like, I got a certain amount of, he's like Liam Neeson, okay, and Taken. He has some skills, and he does this stuff. Do you guys think that you would feel the same way about him? Like, oh, because like, listen to y'all's answers right now. Y'all were like, well, we like him, so it's cool. He can cut up whoever he wants. I mean, do you think you would have a different outlook of on him if you didn't see that?
No.
Ooh, Brianna's quick. Sweet.
I think I would.
So you think you'd be like, this guy's weird and we need to kill him fast.
I wouldn't think he's weird. I think he's taking things a little too far for the beginning of the apocalypse because nobody really knows what's going on anyway. But I think the way that they portrayed him in the beginning made us feel a certain way about him, that we have a little more sympathy for him.
Right.
So I don't know, if they didn't show that and they just showed him cutting people up, I would be like, whoa, okay, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, because if somebody, you know, came in the middle of the night to take away your mom, I'm pretty sure you'll be doing the exact same thing.
No, I'd shoot them, but I wouldn't be cutting up their arm and shit and coming back later to finish it off.
Yeah, but you shoot them and you have no idea where she is nonetheless. Yeah. But you know, you do what Daniel does and you find out where she's gone.
Come on, Kristen.
Yeah, but how can you take his word? You're torturing him.
He's going to speak. He's cutting all his nerves.
He's speaking, but how do you know he's going to tell you the truth?
Because he's cutting up his nerves.
So yeah, what? There's only already so much he could take, you know, like, you could either be afraid that, you know, Daniel's going to kill you, or you could tell him the truth in hopes that he won't kill you.
Yeah, well, he sung like a bird, that's for sure. He told him everything. So it definitely worked, you know, and he couldn't lie that long. You know, I don't know.
I think Daniel was completely justified with what he did.
I think so, too. I even asked my wife, I was like, I wonder if we would have the same feelings. And I think she had... Honey, what did you say? What was your way of Daniel? Come on. I know you hate... She's like, I don't like talking on y'all's podcast. It's stupid. Y'all are dumb. That's what she always says. She's like, I don't do that stuff. But you had a good thing about Daniel.
That he knows how to adapt to survive.
Because I mentioned the same thing, and she was like, well, you know, what I found interesting and what you like about Daniel is that he can adapt... he adapted well to the situation, his situation, meaning that, go ahead. He was given at the choice at an early age, either to be in the chair or on the other side of the chair, and to survive, he chose to be on the other side of the chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what'd you say? And that we still know that he's a good man. So it's kind of, that's what she kind of liked, that, you know, given this choice. And even though he's doing the stuff, we all sit there and go, and it's true, because before I even asked this, everybody was like, it's okay. He's cool. We like him.
Well, yeah. Tell me, if Daryl was doing this to anybody, who would object?
I would.
What?
I'm joking. I would be like, chop his head off.
Exactly. Everybody would be like, oh, it's fine. It's Daryl. He can do that.
But now let's look at Merle. I remember when Merle first came on the scene, everybody's like, oh, we hate that racist bastard. And I was like, I love this guy.
Yeah, Merle was awesome.
You know, but a lot of people didn't like him, you know.
Because
they came straight out, and you knew he was just a racist. And you know, like, yeah, cut off his hand and let him die, you know.
Yeah.
But then, if you look at it, Kristen, did you wind up liking Merle as it got as you got to know him?
No, not really.
Oh, you suck ass. So,
See, with Daniel, it's like he's giving his backstory, and you could tell, like, they gave him a really good storyline.
Yeah. No, it was
the way he's telling his story about what happened when he was younger or whatever, I think, you know, it does make what he's doing justified.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I see.
It's not just that, but even Madison saw by the end of it that he's only going as far as he needs to. Yeah, I mean, the two stories that intertwine a lot in this thing is Madison and Daniel.
She doesn't even have a story. How can you say her story?
she finds Daniel doing what he's doing.
Let me tell you something. You know? No. Hold on, Jesus. You're giving that bitch way too much credit, okay?
Yes.
My wife thinks that Madison's an idiot also, because as soon as you hear and my wife looks at me and she's like, freaking Madison had one job to do. Keep Ophelia out of the house. Okay? And Ophelia, so it wasn't that she was like, I gotta see what's going on because I'm smart and Jesus has a lot expected by me. No, she heard a scream because she was supposed to be watching Ophelia, and then she runs in there, and because of Ophelia's scream, that's when she finds the crap. And even then, the story, she's just sitting there drinking her little coffee mug of gin, and even when Travis comes in, she's like, oh, you're okay. And then he's like, did you know? She's like, she's nothing. She is just a waste of space.
Agreed.
Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Really?
No, I don't know about that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What are you watching?
That girl has been rude to Travis for the past few episodes. And now because she wants him to go get her son, she's putting on the huggy-feely and come on. Mm-hmm. She's a bitch.
She is. She's thinking, yeah, she's thinking about herself. Even when Travis is like, I gotta go get my wife. And he's like, and Nick. I was like, Rich, really?
Exactly. And she had an issue with Daniel and Ophelia doing what they were doing to that soldier. But then when he says that that's how they're going to find out where Nick is and his wife, then it's okay.
Oh, that was awesome when he was like, what do you want me to do? You want him to torture him and get answers or don't hurt him? Because you can't
have
both.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything about Daniel. It's her.
No, I agree with you. I agree. When Daniel threw that at her face, she was like, yeah. Oh, Nick, okay, go ahead, do it.
Exactly.
Oh, but
well, yeah, Daniel's been through it before.
Okay. So what does that mean?
So he kind of knows what he's doing. And
well, yeah, we already know that.
Madison,
go ahead. Madison, go ahead. I knew Madison was going to come in. But what? What'd you say?
Madison has no idea what she's doing. She's learning as she's going along.
And that's why we should sympathize with her, right? And still think she's a star player in this whole story?
I still think because she is actually listening to Daniel.
She's listening to Daniel because she wants she's
son.
Yeah, she's only looking for herself. She's all about herself. That's it.
Well, wouldn't you be at the zombie apocalypse all about
even,
yourself?
No,
when you have a family.
Exactly. Because there have been many a times, and I think the girls would agree, that there has been a lot of times we were like, are Travis and her even together? Because she's a snatch face. Mm-hmm. But she will. It's all about her son. And even Alicia feels that she's left out because it's all about her son.
Mm-hmm.
Bam! If I had a microphone, Jesus, I'd drop it right now in your ass. Just stop already with Madison hasn't done. Dude, she didn't do shit this episode.
She didn't.
Jesus, and you really think she did? She did because she listened to Daniel. She didn't do anything.
Well, she could have easily stopped Daniel from doing what he was doing.
She couldn't have.
Could she have, though?
No.
For real, he's sitting there with a knife. You think she's really going to try to stop him?
Because if you remember Daniel, who you like, right? You like Daniel, right, Jesus?
Yeah.
Called Travis and Madison weak. Okay? Yeah. So, and if you really look at it, Daniel wants his wife by any means necessary. What is Madison doing? Nothing except bitching and drinking her little gin in her coffee cup and being a bitch to fucking Travis.
Mm-hmm.
What well, Travis needed somebody to smack him.
Oh, my God. Shut up. God. Okay.
Wait, I agree with that because Travis is annoying me too. A little bit.
Now I did write my notes about Travis. Let's talk about him. He goes on a ride along with the soldiers. and I got to ask you guys this. He gets the opportunity to shoot a zombie. He notices the name tag. This was probably for me the first episode where I was like, you know what? I mean, he's totally like Dale. He's a total Dale. In Fear of the Walking Dead. But really, watching him do this, do you think he's really a loser? Or do you think that you can kind of sympathize with him? And he's trying to be, because like, look at Dale. There were fans of Dale, okay? Dale wanted everybody to keep the humanity, you know, and don't get lost, you know, go into that dark spot. I mean, Travis, is Travis wrong for not killing the zombie and accepting it? Or is he still got hope? Like, does it make Travis, is Travis really a bad guy?
I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's in denial. Yeah.
Okay. Denial and idiots are two different things. Do you think he's an idiot, Kristen, or in denial?
I think he's in denial.
Because, see, I would say denial also. You, Jesus, you say an idiot?
Yeah, because he still thinks they're human.
Yeah, and he's like messing around with Madison, and I'm supposed to be with her. Brittany, Brancy, do you think idiot, or do you think he's in denial?
I don't think he's an idiot. I think he just is still not wanting to cross that line and lose himself yet, which is understandable. It's only, been a couple weeks?
Yeah, good answer, Brancy. Thank you. Brianna.
I don't know.
I don't like him because he's not Nick.
Very funny.
Do you think Travis is an idiot or he's just in denial?
You got two choices. I think he's an idiot.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, you and Jesus. Is Jesus texting you right now?
Like, no.
He's like, please agree with me.
Back me up. Back me up.
I just hate Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate her. It's horrible.
See? Look at that. She's in sixth grade, Jesus, and she can see through the lines. Mm-hmm. You're so blind by love. You have no idea. Okay. So all that crap goes on. I mean, it's obvious, though. I mean, the part where he's sitting in the Humvee and he hears the massacre going on the radio. His eyes are open. Do you think that right there kind of made him realize, like, the world is kind of fucked up right now? Or do you think he's still in denial?
I think he's still in denial, but you know what pisses me off about the whole situation is he's acting like the first episode, the pilot episode, didn't happen.
That is so true.
It's like you've seen what's going on. Mm-hmm. There have been plenty of things that have happened, even with the riots and all that shit. Like, he's seen crazy shit happening and he's still running around the neighborhood, like, working out. Come on. Like, use the fucking gun.
Yeah.
Practice that.
Yeah, he's in denial. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jesus. You know the messed up thing is? Girls, hold on, Jesus. Jesus, shush. Hold on a second. Now that I'm thinking about it, we're talking about Madison, and even if you put Madison against Travis, as much as Travis is still in denial, he's done more than Madison.
Has he, though?
He's tried talking to the lieutenant. Now, he's not. Now, look, he maybe not have gotten things done, but he is being proactive. Yeah. What's Madison done? I've got to take care of the house, my son, my blah, blah, blah. Let me drink a little bit in the car.
My coffee cup.
Yeah. I mean, if you really look at it, I mean, if you had a, you know, I mean, at least he's trying. You know, like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go talk to this person. I'm going to try to do this. Nothing's going to happen. Well, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. See, Jesus, really, do you really think Madison is doing more than Travis? Even though Travis is not making things happen, at least he's trying. He's moving forward.
Yeah, he's trying to do stuff, but he's trying to do stuff the wrong way.
No. That's not my question to you. My question is, who do you think is doing more? Come on, Jesus. Come on.
I still think Madison's doing more.
Shocker!
I know, right?
Wait, but you know what? As much as I don't like Madison, I think her, like, when she was standing in front of the neighbor, Susan was her name, I think. She was going to hit her with the hammer. Like, I think she might be understanding what's going on a little bit more than Travis, who's just trying to use words to get his way. Like, that's not going to work.
No, I agree.
So I don't think either one of them are doing shit.
I totally agree with you. But if you had to pick on who's doing more, it's gotta be Travis.
Yeah, but he's just talking to the people.
You know what? But at least he's trying. You haven't even I can't remember the last time freaking Madison left the house besides to go on a mission by herself and did nothing.
Which was stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look at Jesus. He's getting mad. He's like, whatever.
Fuck this. I quit.
I'm out of here. I'm not going to be a part of the show anymore. Show her some respect. Oh, God. And let's talk about her dumb offspring. Alicia, even though she's hot. Don't get me wrong. She's hot. Okay? She looks good in a dress. She cleans up nicely. But her and freaking Chris. Now, was it just me? Because I even looked at my wife. I was like, when Chris has his little helicopter and it crashes and he turns around upstairs and he sees Alicia with the dress off a soldier and then she kind of shoulder and she kind of looks, I was like, is she kind of making goo-goo eyes at Chris? Did you?
I thought that.
I did.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's just losing it.
How is she losing it?
Madison. Because she's being very
You're talking about Alicia.
Yeah.
She's being careless?
Yeah.
How are they being careless? They went to a house and
she's out going into other people's houses while you know, the zombie apocalypse is happening.
What else is she going to do, though? The military's not going to let her do anything.
And she's doing exactly what Carl did.
For real.
Carl fucking was messing with zombies. And
Carl was eating pudding, okay?
Yeah.
So.
You know? I mean, when I see Chris, and I mean, Chris at least has got some type of a little drive because of the fact that he saw the light, you know, and he wanted to do it. But Alicia just reminds me of a spoiled brat. And she kind of reminds me of Carl, you know, like, I'm just going to go around and I, you know, when she got the bike, like that was kind of dumb. Like when that part, when it was like, hey, what are you doing? And she's on the bike and she's trying to act like she's patrolling the area. To me, I think one, it was dumb. Two, I think she's flirting with Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do you think they're going to do it?
That would be weird.
No, they're not. They're not real brother and sister.
Yeah, but still.
No, there's no blood relation there.
I think maybe eventually they will.
I think they will. I think they're going to get hot and heavy.
Unless her little makeshift tattoo gets infected and she dies.
Jesus.
That's the season finale right there.
Yeah. All right. Jeez, tell us how you feel, Kristen. Well, I don't know. I agree. Hey, Jesus, I think you and I finally agree on something that I think something's going to happen. Because she smiled when he got all embarrassed. Yeah. She was like, I still got it. I'm going to take his. And bam! Brianna?
Do you think that's why she did it, Mike?
What?
To see if she could manipulate him, or do you think it's because she likes him?
I think it's to see if she's still got it. She seems kind of spoiled, you know? And I think she's just like her mom, thinks highly of herself. And I think she just did it because she wants to see. Unless, I mean, he did save her. And she didn't even say thank you. She elbowed him in the nose.
She pushed him off.
Yeah. So I don't know if you know, seeing him and hanging out with them, she's seeing like he's not that bad, or like, Jesus Christ, I might not have any other guys but him. So maybe I need to make the move on him before Ophelia
does.
Lay
the groundwork.
Exactly. Show you a little skin. Brianna, earmuffs. But no, I think. Yeah, I think she was just kind of playing with this. I think she was just bored.
I think so, too.
You know? I mean, what do you think? Jesus, Kristen, Brianna, bored or feelings?
I don't know about feelings, but I think she was bored, but I think she just wants male attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like her mom.
Well, I don't think she wants male attention. I just think she wants to, you know, kind of be safe and be prepared just in case she needs somebody to protect her.
Yeah, but I say that because she misses her boyfriend.
Yeah.
How can you say that answer, Jesus, and then say they're not nothing, but then she wants protection from a guy?
It's, you know, it's the way things are. I mean, she clearly can't protect herself.
So you're saying that she has no feelings for Chris, but she just wants Chris, out of all the strong men there, to protect her.
If there's nobody else, no. Why? I mean, who else is she gonna get?
If I was a chick, I'd be sleeping right next to Daniel's bed. I'd be making him pancakes and scrambled eggs every morning.
That's right.
Shit. Jesus. Sometimes I don't know what show you watch, Jesus. It's weird.
There's the Jesus version.
I know, right? And speaking of Daniel. It's obvious that all of us would sleep next to him, all cuddled up and cuddled with him, except Jesus. He'd be over at Madison's house.
Giving her pedicures.
Exactly. And be like, whatever you need. They don't understand you like I do. Daniel's wife dies. Now, I'm not going to lie. As soon as she died, I looked at my wife. I was like, they're all fucked.
Yep.
That's like, you know, Merle dying and freaking Daryl being pissed. Do you think there's going to be retribution? Do you think Daniel's going to come in like a freaking assassin and kill people to avenge his wife? Or do you think it's life and it is what it is? And he's going to be understanding.
I don't think he's going to be understanding. Mm-hmm. But who is he going to go after?
Because
he knew she was sick.
Eliza, the doctor.
Yeah.
They're right there in the scopes. Jesus, I'm curious.
I think there's hell to pay now. I don't think he will be very rational about who he's going to kill.
Jesus comes up with a good answer, finally. Yay! Brianna, you think hell's going to pay, or you think he's going to be... What do you think?
I mean, I don't know.
I know you don't.
Thanks, how nice.
Come on, you can do it.
I don't know, man. That question was hard.
Do you think Daniel's gonna be pissed off? Daniel's gonna be like, you know what, surgery, I knew her foot was messed up, I knew that it was possible that she was gonna die? Or do you think he's gonna be like, hell no, I'm gonna kill everybody to avenge
my life? Yeah. I think that one.
There you go. I know I can pull it out of you. Brancy.
I don't know what the question was because Skype kicked me out. What was the question?
Next time that happens, Brancy, just stay off.
Damn.
Hey, survival of the fittest, baby. Survival of the fittest. No, the question was, now that Daniel's wife has died at the hands, well, it's not even at the hands, but technically maybe at the hands and surgery and all that stuff of Liza and Dr. whoever I can't remember her name. Do you think Daniel's going to be like, you know what, surgery, it happens, I understand? Or do you think he's going to be like, oh, hell no, I'm going to go in there, and then when he sees her dead body with the bolt thing in her head, do you think he's going to be like, oh, I'm going to kill some people?
Oh, yeah, that's going to set him off. It's one thing if she just died, but the thing in her head, even though logically we know what it was for, that's not going to matter to him.
Oh, no. I think he's going to.
Yeah, he's going to lose it.
He's definitely going to do it. And then we see Daniel go to the arena. This arena. Now, when the camera pans out and you see how big... First, I thought it was like a gymnasium. I was like, there's a couple of zombies in there. And then the camera pans out and it's a big, giant arena. 2,000-plus zombies in there. What was going through y'all's minds during that moment right there?
Oh, shit.
It was an oh shit moment. Hey, Zeus.
I agree.
I thought maybe you were like, just don't hit her, Madison. Don't hurt Madison. You know, yeah, it's going to be insane. Now, I mean, I don't know why for a quick second I thought, is Daniel going to open it? Do you think it's going to open and all hell's going to break loose?
I don't know. I don't think Daniel's going to open it.
Do you think it's going to get open?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it has to.
You think it's just going to break, or do you think... Because it looked like it was getting pushed. And, you know, and I don't know if somebody's going to make a noise and then they get riled up. I mean, they didn't break through the barn in The Walking Dead, you know, and there was super less zombies in there before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, is someone going to let them out?
Maybe Daniel's going to get pissed that they killed his wife, and then he's going to go back and let him out and then haul ass.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Or Madison's gonna be like, there's Madison in there. We can stop helping Nick. Let me just open it. And then all hell break loose. And then, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if the whole zombie apocalypse started because of stupid ass Madison. You know, Jesus, if that happens, you're gonna be like, oh, I'm never coming on the show ever again. I'm never gonna hear it.
He will never show his face.
If she even like leaves a door open or opens it and doesn't chain it, I'm telling you, Jesus, you are going to have hell to pay. I'm telling you.
What was that?
That's the little creature that lives under Jesus' bed at night. And it's hungry.
Oh my God.
It's hungry. We got to get off the show now because he's like, nuggets. I need my nuggets. Did I leave anything out?
Wait, yes, you did. You know, okay, hold on. The best part of this episode, and they didn't even show it, was when that asshole... lieutenant or whoever the hell he was was left in that building with all those zombies.
So he's dead, right? Because one of the guys said he's not coming back.
Yeah.
So you were like jumping for joy for that?
That guy was an asshole. He didn't shut up.
Yeah, he was. Throughout
any scene that he was in.
He did like to talk. Yeah, I didn't care too much for him, but yeah. But when I saw them running, I was like, okay, good. We're done with that. Because I mean, during that whole part, I'm like, okay, Travis, there's something evil going on, you know, but no, I'm glad he died. It would have been cool to see him die, though.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I think some people would have been happy, including you, Kristen, would have been like, yes, rip his head off or something. Like,
yes.
Because we haven't really seen any really good, you know, zombie. I mean, it's only biting.
Right.
Little bites. Nothing tearing apart or anything like that. Do you think we're going to get blood, carnage, gore in the finale? Or do you think it's still going to be like a couple of bites here and there?
I think they should show something. Because since it's the last episode of the season and it's the first season, I think if they want to keep the viewers of The Walking Dead, I think they need to show something.
So it's safe to say that you're not satisfied right now with what you've been watching when it comes to zombies.
Interesting. I'm not disappointed, but I'm not like, oh my God.
Well, I know. You haven't been a fan of the show since the first episode. We know that already.
False. There it is again.
I understand. That's what I feel. Okay. Well, I guess. Anything else? Did anybody else have any favorite parts? Because, I mean, the Daniel parts, I mean, honestly, I think Daniel was probably, anything with Daniel in it was awesome.
Yeah, he makes the show.
I mean, yeah, he's definitely made the season. I'm telling you. Because Madison Shirley ain't doing shit. And then I think the next thing for me, seeing Alicia in the dress, she cleans up nicely. And I want to know what's up with this brother from Las Vegas.
And you know what? You guys broke up with me last week, so I wasn't on. But why the hell is Nick still in that old man's clothes?
Literally.
We had
a conversation about the hair and everything.
Brancy and Kristen, we forgot Brianna's on the phone. Please do not talk about Nick.
Wait, speaking of Nick, you know what I found out today? He was in Harry Potter.
What?
Was he really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, he played the young Tom Riddle, Voldemort.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah. Yep.
Wow, I didn't know that. Brianna, you're slipping.
Kristen Tagliano
told me she's slipping.
Oh, she's slipping. She didn't. Wow, still Kristen's fault.
Always.
Got it. All right, it's true, though. I wonder if he's ever going to change because he's still in his, as my wife would call it, Benny and June outfit.
Yeah, it's like he even went in the pool and had shorts on. Why couldn't he get out of the pool and go put normal clothes on?
Maybe he's like,
he's at his house.
Maybe like, this is my look. It's what I go for. It's how I roll.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a step up from it's a step up from the crop top cardigan he was wearing in the first episode. So.
Wow,
that was not wrong.
That was her clothes. Sometimes that happens when you put on women's clothes. It doesn't mean anything crazy, but you know it does happen, right? Jesus,
I wouldn't know.
Whatever, Jesus. Whatever. Guys listening right now are like, sometimes it happens.
Sure.
Sometimes you wake up and you're like, why am I wearing your underpants? It just happens sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Are we done?
I think so.
Sweet. Okay, I gotta go down the road. I gotta go down here.
Okay.
Jesus. Scale of 1 to 10, and we're not talking about Madison's performance. We're talking about the whole entire episode.
9. Yeah.
Wow. One thing that particularly stood out for you for the 9.
Everything that happened in the little hospital area.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. Like the cages and kind of Liza's, you know, going and finding all this stuff out.
Really? That was your excitement?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He just doesn't want to say Madison.
Right. Just like, okay. All right. Kristen?
Honestly, if it wasn't for Daniel, I'd give it lower, but I'm going to say an 8.
Because of Daniel?
Because of Daniel, I got an 8. If not, it would have been way lower.
Ooh.
I was bored.
Mm. Wow. Oh. She was bored.
I was bored.
Well, you haven't liked the season since.
That's false.
I'm not surprised. Brianna, scale of 1 to 10, and what one particular thing stood out the most to you that you liked?
10.
Did you give this a 10?
What? She just blew it out the water, y'all. Time.
Okay, and what one part? You only can pick one part. What part did you like the most? Anything with Nick? Oh, come on.
No, I actually like the whole show. Like, I can't pick.
Really?
Yeah.
A 10 and the entire show.
Yeah.
Wow,
one of my favorite episodes.
Wow, what? She is making up right now. Kristen's walking to the other room, going, "What are you talking about?" You're such a you
even watch it?
You're
damn it!
You're such a kiss ass. I swear to God. All right, 10.
She'll probably tell me later.
And she likes the whole thing. All right, Brancy.
I am gonna give it a 9 because I liked. There, and it wasn't even like one huge moment. It was like a bunch of tiny moments that kind of showed that we're shifting from like reality to the apocalypse.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah.
Hey, Zeus, you're slipping, buddy.
Okay.
Madison makes you weak. Madison makes you weak. For me, I would probably have to. Ooh, that was a good answer, Brancy. I don't know. I think I'd probably have to go with. Scale 1 to 10, I would probably have to give it a strong 8. A good strong 8. Anything with Daniel, I think I agree with Kristen, definitely made this episode, as always. Because if you would have taken him out and not doing the torture thing and not giving his backstory, I would have been like, I would have been cutting myself, my own self with razors probably. It was kind of like, and then, you know, even at the end, when you see the arena and the zombies, it's because Daniel's there and he left. And he went somewhere important, unlike rolling under a car like Madison. Mm-hmm. I think with because of that, and that's cool. And then, you know, the mystery with this Las Vegas guy, mm-hmm. And Nick. Maybe this might be the start of Nick kind of getting his shit together, maybe. Because if anybody can talk to him and make him feel a certain way, I think it's this guy. You know, right. And can kind of blow him up a little bit and maybe get him out of that crap. So, all right, I think we're done with everything. There's that dog.
Oh, yeah.
I know. He's just chiming in. Jesus, let everybody know where they can find you on the internet.
My blog, dysfunctional.com, Twitter and Instagram at dysfunctional, and Facebook, dysfunctional LA.
Sweet. Brianna.
My Instagram is Brianna.Trujillo, and my Twitter is It's Now Brianna.
Okay, lay off the drink there, Brianna. You got school tomorrow. Let's see, Kristen.
According to Kristen.com and on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409.
Sweet, Brancy.
It's VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
Got it.
Oh, wait, I have a VRO account now. It's VRO Brianna.
Really?
Hey.
She is moving up in the world.
What's up?
She is moving up the ranks faster than you did, Jesus. She's in sixth grade. For me, you can check me out. iWatchMike.com is my blog, and Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. iWatchMike on Facebook. And don't forget, main channel, Jesus and I just finished wrapping up The Strain. If you watch The Strain on FX, we just did a recap show there if you want to check that out. Plus other shows that I do, plus other little podcasts, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can go check that out. Also, shout outs to the VRO. The VRO.com also puts our shows on there. Plus, they have an Audio Boom account as well. Miss Amy McCracken started it up. Audioboom.com/channel/variety radio online. So make sure you go check that out. All of us have different stuff on there, including the girls. And Brianna, soon you'll be on there talking about what? Tiger Beat. Do they still have Tiger Beat? I don't know if they, you know. Whatever those little magazines are, and One Direction and Full Force.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Full Force, or is it? I don't know what they are.
No, I don't know what that is.
I don't either. All right. So, everybody else, have a great week. We'll be back next week. And that's it. The season finale, right?
Yep.
That's right. God.
So we're going to talk the season finale, and don't forget, people, wherever you're listening to the show, feel free to leave comments. And like I said, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Go there, and you can leave comments there, like all that good stuff. And we're done, and we'll see you later.
This season on Fear the Walking Dead.
People are getting sick, and they get violent. We just need somewhere to write it down. Please.
No satellites, no internet, no cell phone.
The electrical grid will collapse. Communications will fail. It's all gonna go to hell.
We are on the offensive. You guys are the lucky ones.
They're stockpiling for the big push to take the city back.
Someone's out there. Someone who needs our help.
We don't know that.
We're gonna get your medicine.
Desperate times.
Take it easy, man. He's a kid. He's no man to kid.
Men do these things not because of evil. They do evil because of fear.
It's
For more Fear the Walking Dead, go to AMC.com.